Welcome to another episode of the Extremely Square Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time. You know, one of the secrets behind this show, even though sometimes it seems to be sort of a popular show, one of the secrets is that it really is music for squares, and it's really not a very hip show. I don't play, like, the latest, like, electronica tracks from 2099 or whatever year it is. I don't like to play a lot of hip-hop. I mean, if you're getting it elsewhere, why would you want to get it here? So why do you tune in to the Sunday Morning Hangover? You tune in to hear things that maybe you haven't heard in a long time, maybe that you heard off somewhere, and all of a sudden it came back, and you said, wow, what was that? I heard that about 20 years ago, and that ruled then, and it kind of is valid now. It's just stuff that people haven't played in a while. So, having prefaced my show today with that, I want to give a big shout-out to all the misfits, all the squares, all the nerds, all the dweebs out there, like myself, who really are not part of the in-crowd. They're more part of the out-crowd. This show is dedicated to you. I'm playing standards, a lot of lounge, a lot of very easy listening, a lot of kickback music today because, frankly, it's been a very intense week. In many respects, I think things have to be a little bit gentler this Sunday morning. So I hope you enjoy the show. This is the Reverend Mark Time. I might not talk a lot today, and I might just let the music speak for itself. So hope you enjoy the show.
Tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. And I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
And now we recreate a very special scene for This is the Army. Let us go back 25 years to the Century Theater in New York, where another all-soldier show, Yip Yip Yap Hank, is playing. The curtain is going up on the second act. The scene, a barracks at Camp Upton on Long Island.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:30. Time for lights out.
Oh, Sarge, leave the lights on a few minutes longer, will you? I got to find out who wins the girl on this magazine I'm reading.
Maybe you'd like me to get your special bed lamp. Go to sleep, you mugs.
That's the shortest night I ever spent.
All right, you guys, up and at 'em. Hit the deck. Outside for old call.
Wait till I get out of this army. I'll show that bum.
I'm gonna bust that bugle some morning. Stewart!
Yeah.
Jerislow?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Reeves?
Yo.
Diamond?
Yo.
Berlin? Berlin! Where is that guy?
Tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, sleeping beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all. They all love me. It's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the heart is so old is to hear the bugle call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him there.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up.
And spend the rest of my life in bed.
Thank you.
had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just a wonderful you. Why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hills, even though the golden day. Secret love's no secret
to tell my troubles too. When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
I hope you're enjoying Music for Squares here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Tyne. Yes, it is hip to be square. This is the theme to the high and mighty. What are you this morning? Are you high or are you mighty? Victor Young in the Singing Strings. Before that, Johnny Mathis, What'll I Do? It came out around 61, I think, and was perfect for the season 2 closer, I believe, of Mad Men when Don and his wife broke up. Doris Day, Secret Love, a track that you've heard performed here on the Sunday Morning Hangover by Billy Stewart, does a rockin' version of that. Artie Shaw, Begin to Begin. I know that was total cornball, but I wanted to throw some Artie Shaw in the middle there. Irving Berlin, Oh How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning. Yes, it was one of those mornings where I just woke up too late this morning and said, what'll I do? Started out with Bing Crosby, a very topical song, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? That's when Bing Crosby was a singer before he was an actor. Reverend Mark Tyne, Sunday Morning Hangover, Music for Squares. Hope you enjoy it today.
No one can ever
to? What have you done to my heart?
I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face.
I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a word. In Paris, whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it on the chin, you have lost the toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fool's rushing, so here am I, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here am I, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a strange baby lamb with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so glad. And I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a string baby lamb with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so
feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go a loving, a woman's born
to weep and pray, to stay home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, yawning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around. To maybe come around. Pour me black coffee and I'll
Yeah, it's about that time for Black Coffee by Julie London. We're listening to Henry Mancini, a track called Susan. Before Julie, we heard Billie Holiday, Glad to Be Unhappy. Peggy Lee, I'll Only Miss Him When I Think of You. And Dinah Shore, I'll Only Miss Him When I Think of Him. And Dinah Shore, April in Paris. Reverend Mark Time here, stumbling through song titles and feeling in a kind of a, how do you want to put it, square mood. I like, this is like all the students have come back and, you know, they turn on KWVA and they're like, hey, let's hear what the guy with the, like, number one radio show is playing. And I'm just playing all this, like, square, old stuff. It's like, what is with this guy? How could people listen to that? You know? And it's just, it changes from week to week. Last week was all blues, for example. You know? We had our helping of blues. All 6 hours of it last week here on KWVA. Reverend Mark Time, Sunday morning hangover. Going to continue with the sounds of yesteryear. Yes. Things that you may not have heard before or may have heard a long, long time ago. This early Henry Mancini stuff is really great because I think it's when he even played on his own records and decidedly exotic. All right. Let's wallow in some more misery.
It's that second time you hear your love song sung. Makes you think perhaps that love like you is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable second time you fall. Like a friendly home, the second time you call. Who can say what led us to this miracle we found? There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time
simple or the nightlife. When pray should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which is the right life? Which? If the wood nymph left the park, would Park Avenue excite her? Would the glowworm trade her spark For the latest Dunhill lighter, here's a question I would pose. Tell me which the sweeter smell makes, the aroma of the rose or the perfume that Chanel makes? Which land is dreamier, Arcadia or Bohemia? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which life is for me, the peaceful or the stormy? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Which? Should I read Euripides or continue with the graphic? Hear the murmur of the breeze or the roaring of the traffic? Should I make one man my choice and regard divorce as treason? Or should I, like Peggy Joyce, get a new one every season? Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? When prey should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which land is dreamia, Arcadia or Bohemia? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which is the right life, the simple or the nightlife?
I'll try to pick it up for you because we're getting into late morning. It's about time all you sleepyheads woke up. That was sort of a Broadway-ish tune called Witch by Jerry Southern. Before that, Johnny Mathis's big hit. Chances are Tony Bennett's second time around. And some Henry Mancini back there, Reverend Mark Time. Keeping it totally square, although we will be heading into cocktail lounge music for side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene. Why am I doing this today? Well, next week, I believe it's next week. I don't even know what day it is. The week after next, I'm going to have Bill Finneran from the Eugene Record Convention in. And I'm getting kind of wacky with him because he's been accumulating really strange records over the year in preparation for this show, in preparation for the Sunday Morning Hangover pre-record convention show, which takes place the week before the convention, which is at the end of this month at the Hilton on a Sunday. And I'll be, that reminds me, I've got to get somebody to replace me that day. So you will not hear me the last Sunday of this month. What do we have on right here? I get no kick from champagne, that's for sure. I get a kick out of you by Felix Slatkin and his orchestra, of all things. And I just thought I'd take it down a bit, keep it square a bit, because it really has been kind of a wild weekend. I normally don't comment on politics, but just waking up and hearing all that stuff about people getting shot yesterday just rocked me. So let's pick it up, shall we?
So these are the ropes, the tricks of the trade, the rules of the road. You're one of the dopes for whom they were made, the rules of the road. You follow that kiss and recklessly miss a bend of the road. Then suddenly this, the end of the road. So love is a hoax, a glittering string of little white lies. But these are the jokes, and what if they bring the tears to your eyes? Well, love often shows a funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. Lord only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. But that's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road. Turn. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. Lord only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. But that's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road. But that's how it is. You live and you learn the rules of the road.
I'll kiss you. I'll kiss you.
What are we stopping on this lonely road for?
Gee, it looks like my car's out of gas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wah, 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 wah. Show me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wah, 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 wah. Take my lips, they belong.
Tiger, tiger.
You are listening to KWVA Eugene.